اللهم استر عوراتي. My Lord, safeguard and protect and cover my privates. العورات are two types. عورات, the shames and the privates of a person are two types. Physical and non-physical. Non-physical عورات are the sins, the shortcomings and the faults of a person. When you say اللهم استر عوراتي, you're saying, oh Allah, cover my sins. Keep my sins concealed, my faults, my shortcomings. Keep them covered. Why? Why is the believer concerned to keep his sins covered? لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, كل أمتي معافى إلا المجاهرون. Because all my ummah would be forgiven on the day of judgment except those who expose their sins. So if the believer wants Allah's forgiveness on the day of judgment, he must do a good job to keep them covered. How are you going to keep your sins covered? By asking Allah, here, اللهم استر عوراتي. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates, hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari, that Allah azza wa jal would bring the slave on the day of judgment. He would bring him close to him. This is the believing slave. And Allah azza wa jal would show him his sins. And he would say to this servant, didn't you do such and such sin? And the servant will say yes. He'll say, didn't you do such and such? And keeps going until Allah azza wa jal displays all his sins before him. And this slave of Allah has acknowledged all his sins. Standing before the Lord of the worlds. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, إِنِّي سَتَرْتُهَا عَلَيْكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْيَوْمَ أَغْفِرُهَا لَكَ. Allah says, I concealed and covered them for you in this worldly life. Today I will forgive you. One second. Al-ulama rahimahum Allah said, the forgiveness did not happen unless it was covered and concealed. The condition for having sins completely covered on the day of judgment is that they must be covered. So Allah is saying to this slave, I covered them for you in this world and life. So if you had exposed them, you won't get the second half, which is now you're forgiven. So it is very important to keep your non-physical awrat covered, which is your sins and faults and your shortcomings. Keeping them covered is a condition for complete forgiveness on the day of judgment. Look at the mercy. This is what you need to be thinking when you're reading this dhikr.